This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Few surprises here on our talk radio roundup, a review of the hot hits from the charts put together by Talkers Magazine. Every week at this time, the folks who are involved with me on the DJV program, I'm Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn usually here, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, but because Victoria and Jay are here but Jennifer is not, we've invited Chuck Curry, who's an important member of the cast, if you will, on the DJV program, takes care of information that we need every day on entertainment, videos, movies, but he also has lots to say. Most of us are not single-dimensional, and Chuck is one of those people who has a lot of different pieces that make him percolate. And so we invited him to join us for the countdown review, the stories and the people with comments about the top 10 items in either of those categories. So, Chucker, welcome. We'll enjoy your input, your conversation, if you can get a word in edgewise with Jay and Victoria. And, of course, I'll have a thing or two to say about some of these things as well. So let's go through the story list as prepared by Talkers this week of the top 10 news talk issues as discussed on talk radio programs and stations all across the country. At number 10, the focus on the Olympics. It's probably useless, Victoria, to go through numbers because this is a program to be heard all across the country, all across the weekend, so the numbers will change somewhat. But suffice it to say, it seems to be a back and forth and has been through the entire Olympic period between the United States, China, and those cheating Russians, right? Would you say mm-hmm. that's the
yeah.
way of...
We've maintained our front-running position since nearly the beginning. So, yeah, we've done very well.
You suppose that angers the Chinese government?
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure it does, right? That's mm-hmm. we're already on their unfriendly list. So, nice. Yeah.
Now, number 9, speaking of unfriendly, our relationship with China. And one of the things that we were talking about this week on the DJV program was the... This medical tech company in China that is actually accused of running a child trafficking business that apparently has been going on for quite a while. So some international group has found this woman, whose name I couldn't pronounce even if I wanted to, who was out of the country making arrangements for the delivery of some children, and she was arrested. So this is the kind of stuff. Now, could this go on elsewhere? Do we ever hear stories like this coming out of the Middle East or where else?
Of course, everywhere. Yeah. I mean, mm-hmm. yeah, this is not exclusive to China at all.
No. Okay, number 8, the stats, if you will, regarding violence in our country, crime, who's committing the crimes, that sort of thing. This is an ongoing story and conversation, it seems to me. Number 7, the situation, another ongoing thing, the immigration problems, the border situation, etc. Number 6, the weather and what's going on. It seems to have calmed down here in the Northeast where I am in terms of rain, although there still is a lot of rain in the forecast. But out in the western part of the country, Northwest especially, but Southwest has a problem. There has been this week a ban on farmers using water in the Central California Valley. So those of you who think you're going, you have no idea what this is going to do to the price of food. You know, you hear Biden and some of the other politicians, problems that we have that are based, if you will, on prices going up and whether we're going to have inflation that stays for 3 days, 3 weeks, 3 months, 3 years. The politicians don't want you to think about inflation because that's not good for them being reelected. But the reality is many things in our economy, and that's kind of number 5, actually, the supply shortages of food. And we've been talking about chips and other things, but I was with somebody this week. We're talking about supply chain problems and how that's affecting the advertising business. Because if you don't have product, you can't sell. And that, if you can't sell advertising to sell product, then that affects the people who sell advertising, mostly the radio and the television business, that sort of thing. So it has the supply chain affects all of us in different ways, but it certainly is affecting business. And so anyway, that's number five. Number four, the California recall. I think from what I can gather, my friend Larry Elder is doing better and better all the time, and Newsom is doing worse in terms of his public persona. Is that an accurate? We don't have Jennifer here
then,
to give us, but
right. Ahead. And later this week, Jen gave us an update that the YouTube guy, the real estate YouTube guy, I'm blanking on his last name now. It's a weird last name. He has now jumped ahead of Larry Elder, and he kind of came out of nowhere. Yeah. So Larry has competition now.
He has a lot of money to spend, and Larry doesn't. That's probably the bottom line. A lot of these people are throwing their own money. And that's another thing. How do we... I've never really quite understood how the rules fit. A friend of mine is running for mayor here in Framingham, the town where I grew up and I live still. And he put... I think he borrowed $10,000 from himself or $13,000 or something like that. Apparently, you can use as much... Remember, Bloomberg used tens of millions of dollars to get elected in New York, right? Or to help him get elected anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
So this, whoever this guy is, and I don't know what his name is that you're talking about, is using his money to spend, you know, it's all name recognition stuff. It's not what are your qualifications, is do I recognize your name? Like, if Dolly Parton ran for governor of Tennessee, she'd win in a heartbeat. Whether she was
landslide, unanimous.
Right, yeah, right, of course. Matthew McConaughey's going to run in Texas for governor. He'll win because everybody knows his name. People have been divorced from the civics lessons in school that taught us how to ascertain whether a person was good for office. What is Matthew McConaughey is one of the smartest people, I think, in the acting scene. He certainly is lucid and intelligent, probably well-intentioned as well. And then people say, well, what's her qualification? Well, what was Trump's qualification? I mean, what are any of these people, what are the qualifications of people that run for office? Are they supposed to, Bloomberg won because he was a good businessman, and that's what New York needed. Plus, he had common sense, which would be, that's why I wished he had won. I would much rather see him president than the guy who's there now. Anyway, we're getting off of the beaten path. Let's see here. Number three, as a focus on the January 6th investigating committee, which in my mind is a joke. Ladies, it is. It's all politics, frankly. And so what's going to come out of it at the end of the day? What comes out of all this except smoke and mirrors? Whenever there are these investigatory things, it's nothing. It's bunkum. That's one of my father's favorite expressions. Bunkum. Number two, I think this is the most interesting, twisting, turning story of the week. The fate of Andrew Cuomo, governor of New York. So all of you want to, Chuck Curry is here with us. He's from New York originally, but how long has it been since you lived in New York City, Chucker?
Since 1992.
All right. So how do you think New York has changed? Yeah, how has New York changed in the years since you've lived there?
I would say the demographics of a mixed culture is a little bit more different. When I was living up there in the 90s, a lot of people started to sell their homes and move to Staten Island and then ultimately to Pennsylvania, which I found my way back in 92, which is a very long time when I think about it.
Yeah, you've been there for a while, that's for sure. So now fast forward to the governor. The Cuomos, though, have been around. When you were a kid, was Mario Cuomo in politics when you were there in the 90s? He was, wasn't he? He was.
Mm-hmm.
Cuomo was involved in the 80s, even. I remember.
Yeah.
I was
sure
working.
Was.
Yeah. So how is Andrew Cuomo and Chris?
Yeah, I just want to what's going on now with the governor? I have somewhat mixed feelings on it because based on that investigation that came out, I believe he'll ultimately be removed if he does not resign based on some of the comments and commentary that came out in the investigation. Having said that, as a whole, when I look at the Me Too movement that has gone on in Hollywood, I think some of it is somewhat of an overreach. Some of it is certainly justified. But I think you have to have a really open mind and look at all the facts before, ultimately, despite whether you like the man or dislike the man, think of yourself in the same position when you pass judgment on a person, knowing not only will he lose his governorship, which is one aspect of his life, but his reputation, his legacy, and ultimately his mental stability. I mean, those are serious accusations that have serious consequences, and I just think people should really think real hard before you lay down an ultimate hammer on an individual, because at the end of the day, we're all human beings who make mistakes, and a lot of issues when it goes down this route, not all of it is accurate. That's all I like to say.
We all live in a judgmental society. Think about it that
way.
Very
much so.
It's very judgmental.
So. And I'm not saying what he did is not wrong, because if based on what came out in that investigation, a lot of what he did is wrong, no doubt. Mm-hmm. Having said that, you don't know 100% what is accurate and what is not accurate.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. 17 after the hour, you're listening to the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the hot hits, the companion piece to the official Talk Radio Countdown show. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, and Charles Curry.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions too. Our number's toll free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
Good morning, Private!
Good morning, Sergeant!
I mean, seriously, what a pleasant morning. The sun is shining and the birds are chirping.
You seem to be in a good mood today.
Astute observation, Private! Astute!
He's probably happy because he found out Honey Nut Cheerios can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
So, in lieu of the obstacle course today, I propose a nice meditative nature walk. Does that sound delightful to everyone?
Yes, Sergeant!
Have a change of heart with Honey Nut Cheerios. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
Back to our overview of what's going on News Talk Radio, Doug, with Jay and Victoria and Chuck. So number one is the COVID story. Perhaps important this week is Moderna releasing a new study on its vaccine, because much of the focus has been, let's face it, on Pfizer. Company says its vaccine is 93% effective 6 months after the second dose. So why did they? Are they trying to compete? Are they trying to position themselves so that people will take, when you need the third shot, they'll get it from Moderna? Looks like their numbers are higher than Pfizer. Am I reading this correctly?
That is correct, yeah. According to their, now this is coming from them, I don't believe it's peer-reviewed yet, but yeah, it's good news for people who got Moderna, but mm-hmm. Yeah.
What about those of us who have Pfizer?
Well, we're still in the 80-something percentile, so yeah. We're still covered. I mean, it's you know, but yeah.
Yes, 21 after the hour here on the countdown overview.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's
800-985-1610. All right, here we are at 23 after the hour. Time for us to check the trending items. That's the tradition on the DJV program. Jay Kirshner is the person who is our student, and the comments that are coming from people who follow us on social media. Why don't you give us all the addresses, and then let's get into the meat here, Jay, shall we?
Yeah, at DJV Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And, of course, you can always find us on the website, djvshow.com.
All right. And that's, by the way, where every week we publish the talkers list. You can find it at talkers.com or at djvshow.com, the top 10 stories, top 10 people. All right, so concern about the variant and asking people to respond to that. What are we having? What are we getting for comments, Jay?
It seems very little concern. Aaron Bramblett does have concern that's heightening. Karen Ingberg has, she is very concerned about the Delta variant. However, Sam Watson says, if you are still believing this BS, then God help you.
God help you, sir, when you end up on a ventilator.
Mike Zadra has kind of a sarcastic comment. Only 45 million more deaths needed to equal 1918 H1N1. Doesn't even seem like COVID is trying.
I think that's a worldwide number. What is the worldwide number of people who have died in this whole thing over the past year and a half or so of the various variants? It's what? Well, we don't know. The stories that leak out of China suggest that there are 4 or 5 million people who have died there. But elsewhere, is that a number that's equaled around the world? I think it looks like 12, 14 million maybe have died. Does that sound like a number? Listen to us talking like we were buying shoes. Anyway, go ahead, Jay.
What I just Googled is about 4.2 million deaths.
Nah. Well, it maybe was been reported, but I've said that what happened in America is there was a bounty offered by the government of $200,000 for everybody that died in your hospital of COVID. That's what they were paying the hospital, so there were a lot of fudgy numbers. Whether is it 600 people who have died or 300, you know what? What difference does it make? All these numbers, the focus on who, numbers, and why, and all that stuff. The important thing is to try to keep yourself from getting sick, isn't it? Isn't that the real discussion?
Mm-hmm.
The rest
of
it is all bunkum. I use that word twice today. Oof. Okay, let's see. Right, yes, please, Chucker.
Okay, now for people who say that COVID or these variants is basically like the flu and it is what it is, let me just say I know a young girl who's 23 years old who's a nurse. She did not get vaccinated because she just is anti-vax. Now, she just got COVID about 10 days ago, and with the flu, you don't lose your taste of smell and your ability to taste. She cannot taste, she cannot smell for 10 days, and it's ongoing. Now, if that is not scary, I don't know what is.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, to me, that you know, people could say wind up on a ventilator, and that might be an overreaction for 99% of the people or the populace who wind up getting COVID. But who wants to lose their ability to taste and ability to smell and have it be 10 days and not know when it's coming back?
But no, the other side of that is...
And Chuck is right, and sometimes it's months, and some people have never recovered it. So you're right, that's absolutely terrifying.
The next step on that is, what else is it doing to your body that you can't detect? You can detect that stuff, but what else is going on with you that you can't detect?
Well, and there's also that long-form COVID symptoms with severe tinnitus, where people are not just having ringing in the ears, but it's so loud, it's almost like an airplane taking off right next to them.
Yeah, lovely. Okay.
Let me just play the other side real quick. I just read an article by Andrew Sullivan, who's a columnist, and he was petrified of COVID. He's been vaccinated, and he had a breakthrough case, which was not serious. But he did say, in his opinion, and he feels strongly, and I agree with this, in a free and open society, okay, with the availability of a vaccine, I do believe that the message should be get vaccinated, not masked, but get vaccinated, because that's the ability to prevent you from serious illness. So get vaccinated.
So there's a point. Lots of points of view here. That's what the Talk Radio Countdown show is all.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The U.S. Coast Guard reported Thursday 6 people were killed after a sightseeing plane crash in Alaska. The Coast Guard helicopter located the wreckage of an aircraft owned by sightseeing company Southeast Aviation about 8 miles northeast of Ketchikan, Alaska. Ketchikan is in the far southeast of Alaska. Arizona State Senator Tony Navarrete has been arrested. Navarrete, a first-time Democrat from Phoenix, was taken into custody Thursday on allegations of having sexual conduct with a minor in 2019. Mr. Navarrete is 35 years old. Ashley Babbitt, the California veteran who participated in the U.S. Capitol occupation on January 6, was ambushed by the still-unidentified Capitol Police officer who fatally shot her. Lawyers say she was murdered without any verbal warning from Capitol Police before he fired. The family plans to file a $10 million wrongful death lawsuit against Capitol Police and the officer. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
As violent crime escalates in big cities throughout America, many are pointing to the Defund the Police movement, enabling the criminal element in America to do what they do best. With roughly 100 of her constituents murdered in her district this year, Missouri Congressperson Democrat Cori Bush says her life is more important than those of us that can't afford private security during this lawless era.
I have private security because my body is worth being on this planet right now. I have private security because they, the white supremacist, racist narrative that they drive into this country. So suck it up, and defunding the police has to happen.
The unconstitutional eviction moratorium is facing legal challenges. Brad Bernards from the West Texas USA Radio News Bureau explains.
A group of real estate entities issued a legal challenge in a Washington district court on August 4th to the CDC's new eviction moratorium. They argued in their emergency motion that the latest eviction order issued by the CDC exceeds the agency's powers. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki offered what she called the real solution.
The other piece of this that I know we keep talking about, but is really a solution here, and that's why we keep talking about it, is getting this money out to states and localities. This is really about money, right, and funding. And all these states and localities have money to extend the moratorium in their states by a month or 2 months.
Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. I'm Lance Pry on USA Radio News.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Here we are back on the Talk Radio Review for the first week, the charts that we're discussing from Talkers Magazine for the week of August 2nd to the 6th. Here with my colleagues is Chuck Curry, who is actually a colleague. He's been working with me for 27, 8, 9, I don't know how many. You look back at the history of when you first went on the air. You must be almost 30 years. We have this program, or the original program, and it's what it's morphed into in terms of syndicated morning programs that's heard not only in the morning but around different times of the day on a lot of different radio stations all around the country. But basically, essentially, it is done in the morning. And Chuck first started getting up with me 1992, 91, somewhere in there, right?
It was late 92. It was late 92.
Late 92. Okay. There you go. Pretty much as long as Michael Harrison has been doing the countdown with me. All right. So Chuck has had an important part in the DJV program. We decided we'd invite him in this week because he always has some expressions of concern, and he's articulate. So why not have his thoughts along with yours? You can certainly add your thoughts in on any of our social media. Jay's monitoring that. Jay Kirshner is here. Victoria Keelan, Jennifer's off this week. I'm Doug Steffen. Let's go through the people list. Now, we've been through the story list. The people list, as we know, always kind of ties in or wraps in to what's going on with the stories. At number 10, Simone Biles. We all have something to say about her. So you want to come up with a word or a phrase, Victoria, that you would use to describe Simone Biles?
I think that she has shown so much bravery and dignity and ability. She's just had an incredible week, and, you know, it was rough for her. There were a lot of people who came after her and, you know, and called her all kinds of names, but she's a goat. So I think she's phenomenal, and to end her Olympic career and probably her gymnastics career with a bronze medal.
24.
Yeah.
Isn't that awful to talk about the end of a career at 24?
I mean, it might not be. It might not be, but I would just
in shape.
But she's had an incredible week, so.
So these, as an ancillary story, these two Belarusian coaches have been booted by the International Olympic Committee from the Olympic Village. Remember the story from earlier this week about this sprinter whose name we couldn't pronounce?
Mm-hmm.
Who was sent back home because she was complaining about how bad these guys were in the first place. And that got a lot of attention. I was sort of surprised because not many people pay much attention to anything going on in Belarus. But it kind of just shows you what the attention is for. And I think it's good because, again, I go back to what I just said. Who knows anything about Belarus other than it's one of the former Soviet republics? You know anything about Belarus, Victoria?
Mm-mm.
No, nobody does. So they got what they deserve, it looks like. Okay, number nine, getting what he deserves, hopefully, is being thrown out of office. That's my spin on it. Gavin Newsom is number nine. We were talking about the fellow. Did you find his name, Victoria? Who's?
I did, and then I don't have it now in front of me. It's Piff. Oh, shoot. Go on to somebody else.
Well, Larry Elder is the radio talk host, and I've known him. I've told the story about him and I working together. We started at the same time at KBC in Los Angeles in 1993. He's had a stellar career. He's a good, very thoughtful, smart guy, and he's got a very good chance. But this fellow has come along.
Kevin Pathrath is his name. He's a real estate developer, and he is a kind of a YouTube star. He talks about, does a lot of YouTube videos about real estate. So he has come out of nowhere, really, and has really now.
Yeah, I didn't know his name before this week. Yeah.
Yep.
I thought I was a contender. I could have been a contender. Marlon Brando, you know the name of that movie? None of you do. Chucker, you're the movie guy.
Yeah, on the waterfront.
Yes, right, on the waterfront. Thank you. All right, let's go to number eight. The name from the people list, Rand Paul. Back and forth with Dr. Fauci, who's also on the list this week, as usual. The ladies here, well, I don't know, Jay, if I know where you stand, what you think about Rand Paul. I know what Victoria thinks about him. What do you think about Rand Paul? He's from kind of down in your neck of the woods.
Yeah. Is that enough?
Bumpity bump boom. What do you think of Rand Paul?
I think he's an interesting mind, and I wish both of them, Fauci and Paul, would have some sort of common ground on their opinion, because I think they both have something to say that has validity, but I think they're both way too far apart. And if they just came to the center and had an understanding of each one's opinion, I think the general discourse would be a lot better for it.
Well, it'd be nice if it wasn't an opinion, but in fact. And we get this back and forth with Fauci, who seems to change his mind about a lot of things. Now, granted, there's a lot of new research. Science always is disproving itself, that sort of thing. But he's become a lightning rod for claims of misinformation. And when he was with Rand Paul at those government hearings, the two of them went back and forth with each other. Rand Paul is on the conservative. I would guess he doesn't wear a mask. Has he had his shots? Does anybody know whether Rand Paul has had vaccines or not?
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know.
Yeah. I'd like to know whether he had a shot or not. But in general, Rand Paul represents a point of view that ought to be heard. One of the problems we have in our country is that there are both sides shouting down the other side, saying they shouldn't be heard. And if we really are believers in freedom of speech, we need to be hearing from all these people because they make us think, if nothing else. I happen to think Rand Paul is a very interesting guy. A lot of the things that he comes up with, I agree with, and that's just where my head is. I don't know, frankly. I find myself oftentimes in a place where nobody else is. And I guess I enjoy that, too. And that may be one of the things that I like about Rand Paul, because he's usually...
Well, I would agree. I think Rand Paul represents, in some ways, a lot of people's frustration with the ongoingness of this issue. Now, having said that, the issue is real. Certain things we cannot control, and we have to accept whether we like it or not. But having said that, in a capitalistic society where people have to get up in the morning and go to work and make a living, it's very frustrating with the thought of the Fauci message of the possibility that we get shut down again. I think that's a pill that most cannot swallow.
No, so, not going to happen.
But they both have good – listen, Fauci has science, and I respect that 100%. Rand Paul – has a frustration message that I also understand. So if they just came to the center with their thought process, I would respect that a lot more.
I traveled this week to Florida. Number 7 on the people list is Ron DeSantis and what's going on in Florida. I found things to be kind of cool, calm, and matter of fact when I was in both Palm Beach and Boca Raton the other day. But I am aware of, I saw in the airport, and I picked it up because I had a little extra time, and I usually I'm pretty tight on time when I run through an airport, but I had a few minutes to pick up a book that was written by somebody named Carol Roth. I don't know who she is, but her philosophy is that big government used the pandemic to basically consolidate its power and crush these small businessmen. I can tell you that's what's happening in agriculture. I know that for a fact. Many of you know that I do a radio program called The American Family Farmer. It's a podcast as well at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com about food, farm, and family, because I am a small American farmer as well. My heightened interest in these things gets surfaced. Fortunately, I have a little pulpit on a couple of radio programs that at least allow some people to hear what I'm thinking. But this lady writes in this book about how many small American businesses went out of business belly up last year, and the bureaucrats say that it's COVID, but they've allowed a lot of things, and you have to look no further than what has happened in China. You know, in essence, we've exported capitalism in part there, and then we've been, the big businesses have gotten bigger because they got things made cheaper in China, and this the theory here is that they've crushed the backbone of a lot of small American businesses. Who agrees or disagrees with that, Jay? No, Jay apparently fell off. I hope she's okay. Victoria, thoughts on that? The war on small business, basically, is that's the name of the book, by the way. Go ahead.
I haven't read the book, so I don't know.
No, it's not, but it's the theory behind it, whether or not...
That the government planned all this to kill small business?
No, that's not what I said. It isn't a plan, but it is the result of, it was an opportunity to take on, to allow. We've all talked about this over the years. Big business gets involved in government. They send in their officers to do duty. They go to the FDA. The drug companies send people in. They apply for jobs, they get them, they change the rules, they change the regulations, and then they go back to their companies. We've seen that happen with Monsanto. We've seen it happen at the EPA. We've seen it at the FDA. We've seen it, most of the government agencies have people that come from the businesses that they regulate. They go to work in the government, they change things that are to their benefit, and then they go back to work in their old companies. You see this time after time after time. And that's basically what this woman's theory is in the book, that a handful of big businesses and a handful of unions have taken control. But we see the unions and what they've done, certainly in public education, the public sector. And so this is, and I don't think it has to do with a political party, frankly. It has more to do with, Tucker?
I would say that the end result, obviously, is that big business has benefited massively from COVID. Amazon would be the greatest example. But I also feel I'm very skeptical when people throw out the word they. They, who is they and how would they orchestrate something like this? I do believe that the one industry that has been crushed which I think big business has really no interest in crushing, would be the restaurant industry. I don't
exactly.
think there's any real
yeah.
benefit to crushing restaurant
right.
industry. And they have been the number one victim of COVID. So I'm very skeptical when people throw out the word they. I don't think there's been any orchestration of this as she applies.
They
in that
say.
But the end
right.
result is the end result.
Yeah, yeah, and I feel like restaurants were thriving. Bars more so, maybe not so much, but restaurants, at least in Nashville, they offered more takeout options. I mean, restaurants that never even offered takeout for certain things were offering takeout. And
it helped to bury their business.
Living off of this, yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of Amazon, they have delayed a return to the office until January, but they are not requiring vaccinations. Does that surprise any of you? Amazon is everywhere. You can't go up and down a street without seeing an Amazon truck. You can't go on the highway without seeing trailer trucks with
well,
Amazon.
Well, the warehouses,
all
yeah, the people who work in the warehouses have been there all along, and they're still going to be there. But this is for anybody who has, you know, an office job with Amazon. They're pushing it back to January because they know they're, you know, where their locations are. They're hot spots right now for the virus. So.
Yeah.
I think a lot of other companies, like in New York, my husband's company is talking about this again. A lot of our friends who commute from Jersey into New York City, everything's up in the air. It all depends on this variant and when we need booster shots.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well said. All right. One final comment from each of our participants after this.
It's a lot of lies, like a lot of lies. Save a lot of lies.
That comes from a new song that was just launched by Save a Lot, your go-to neighborhood value grocer. The two-minute energy-boosting song creatively brings to life the hometown shopping experience of Save-A-Lot. It combines hip-hop, rap, and pop stylings into a video that literally has customers singing and dancing in a Save-A-Lot store and celebrating all of the savings that are possible.
Like a lot of lies, that means a lot of lies. Like dance on back to the parking lot a lot. Like face and graves on the stuff you crave. And waste from the names. Oh, hey, Jose. High fives, low fives, good times.
The amazing video was produced by Drew Kirsch, the MTV VMA Video of the Year award-winning director for Taylor Swift's You Need to Calm Down. You can check out the full Like a Lot music video at SaveALot.com and on streaming platforms like YouTube, Apple Music, and Spotify.
This is Renee.
Happy to be here.
She's not some influencer. She's more of a groundbreaker, turning her four-acre lot into a little slice of heaven behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor. Renee runs with us because the most important job is the next one.
That's all I got.
Nothing runs like a deer. Get a 1 Series tractor for just $99 per month at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer's the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
All right, well, we only have a few seconds here. I appreciate your being here, Chucker. Thank you very much. And to Jay Kirshner and to Victoria Keelan, a big help here. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Talk Radio Review. Check out our lists at djvshow.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guide with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Three past the hour now on the DJV program. Normally at this time, Dick Miles would join us. I have a whole thing about electric cars and what's going on with them. We'll have to save that for him because the ladies of the DJV program are here and they're hungry, so they want to talk about food stuff. Here's something that I love. Today is National Root Beer Float Day. There's nothing more refreshing than a big scoop of vanilla ice cream in root beer, a big glass of root beer with a long spoon and maybe one of those new straws. I came across, there are these straws when I was having lunch in Boca Raton yesterday, the waiter brought some straws and I said to him, no thanks. And then the fellow I was eating with, I said, oh, well, these are the straws that are biodegradable. And they feel like plastic, but they aren't. Anyway, use those in the root beer float. The fellow who apparently is responsible for creating the root beer float back in August of 1893 was Frank J. Wisner, who was the owner of Colorado's Cripple Creek Brewing Company. The idea behind this innovation came to him when he was looking at the peaks of Colorado's Cow Mountain with, you know, it looks like an ice cream cone floating on the top of a beverage. Have you ever seen that? Ever seen Cow Mountain?
Mm-mm, no.
It isn't just Cow Mountain. You can see not only there, but in Utah, a lot of places. Even if you go to like Mount Helena, go to Tokyo, as far as that's concerned. You look at Mount Fuji, it looks like an ice cream cone on the top of something else. So he's looking at the window of the Cripple Creek Cow Mountain Gold Mining Company. He thought, in the glow of the full moon, that the snow-capped mountain looked like ice cream. And so he got to work combining vanilla with root beer, called it the Black Cow Mountain. He used Myers Avenue Red Root Beer. Root beer float was served to his guests the next day and became an instant hit. We serve a lot of these on my farm at the ice cream bus. And people, they're just, I love them. They're so refreshing.
They're delicious.
And I don't usually I don't like carbonated drinks too much, but the root beer stuff. And is a root beer good for you, too, anyway? Isn't the whole idea?
Is it? I don't believe so, but that would be fantastic.
As far as I'm concerned, it's good for you. It's like ice cream. It's health food. All right. Next up, eating apples and drinking tea. The key to a long, healthy life, according to a new diet publication, is eating food rich in foods that have flavonoids, like apples and tea. So, ladies, how many? I eat an apple every day of my life. Not a day goes by that I don't eat an apple.
I don't really eat enough apples, but yeah, they're really good for you.
Yeah, well, apples fiber, are great.
Yeah,
tea.
You, what kind of tea though? What kind of tea do you?
Anything but fruity teas. I like mint, ginger, lemon.
Yeah, I kind of like the fruity.
Green matcha.
Yeah, really. Uh huh. There's a new wine tea. Have you seen that? A red wine tea. That supposedly it's a commercial product. Remember we had the sponsors, getthetea.com? They've come out with this new red wine tea. It's supposed to be very good for your gut because a lot of people, especially with COVID, their systems, the imbalance in the bacteria because people take all this stuff, kills all the bacteria. You know, that's what, when you wash your hands with those things that you get at the airport or in public, it kills all the bacteria. And what people don't seem to know or realize is that much of the bacteria in your body that you absorb through normal experience is good for you. You need these, you need the billions of bacteria that help to digest your food properly and allow the nutrition that's in the food to get into your system. So when you kill them all, you're actually doing yourself a disservice. It may seem like you're helping yourself, you're protecting yourself, and to a point I guess you are. But the other side of it is that you need to have the stuff, and so apparently this new tea is good for your gut. You know the Jack Stockwell practices the GAPS method. You know what that is, right? He's a GAPS practitioner.
Yeah, basically. That's all about, I forget what GAPS stands for, but it's an acronym for gastro something.
But if you boil it down, the translation is, Victoria, that whatever is in your stomach is going to predicate your health. Mm-hmm. If you have a healthy stomach, if things are working well, if things are being digested properly, if you have good poop and that sort of thing, and then that's what you're healthy. You can always, you know, if you've got inflammation anywhere in your body, but mostly in your stomach, it's going to mean that you don't have good health. And apparently this tea, the people that have made the tea are making the case that it promotes good gut health. Which is something that you need to keep that in mind, especially with, again, all the things that we're doing to keep the bugga-buggas from our systems. All right, ladies, thank you. Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen here on the DJV program.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.